Okay, we're alive.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it was a close one.
Yeah. I think we previewed it when, on the last episode, because I was like, I'm not that sick.
That's right, you were saying it wasn't cold.
It wasn't the man cold.
No, I think that's what I got. Apparently, from the way you described it, I was way worse off than you were.
How close to death do you think you felt?
Oh, I mean, it was just a cold, but it was really bad.
Then no, you didn't have the man cold.
Oh my God. I was in bed for like 3 days.
Yeah, it's not man cold.
Oh my God.
Did you walk?
Stop.
Were you able to walk?
Obviously.
Yeah, no, you didn't have the man cold.
Oh my God.
Not even close. Okay. I didn't have the man cold.
No, but you had a bacterial infection, so you were able to get antibiotics and feel better within like 24 hours.
Yeah.
Mine was not. Mine was viral. So all I had to do was, all I could do was just rest and drink a lot of fluids and take like very limited medications, like over-the-counter things to help me.
Yeah. It started with our child getting an ear infection.
Yep.
And then.
Then you.
I knew I was getting it because I think we talked about this last time. I knew I was getting it from her, and I didn't think it was going to be that big of a deal. Turned out to be pretty big of a deal. And then you got sick.
Yep. And I'm still feeling, it's been like...
My mom got sick, and your weeks. Mom got sick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty bad. But we're here.
Yeah.
We're back.
We all got tested for COVID.
Oh, yeah.
We're all good.
Yeah, whatever.
Just a natural, I guess it makes sense that we're going to start getting sick again. We went like a year and a half without getting sick because we weren't interacting with anybody without masks.
Yeah.
So.
Welcome to While She's Napping. I am Adam.
And I'm Cindy.
And we're live.
But I'm still congested. Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to try not to cough while we record.
None of that coughing bullshit.
Yeah.
Will not be tolerated. We had to give the people their episode, you know? And, you know, I didn't want to go another 2 weeks.
I know. And I really thought, I don't know, whatever day it was that we previewed this last weekend.
It was the week before the 4th.
It was the weekend of the 4th, I think.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
The last episode we recorded was the weekend before the 4th.
Right. And then we were going to record on 4th of July weekend.
Correct.
And I overestimated and thought that I would be good to go on
Sunday
or Monday night. And then it was just, nope, wasn't no, happening.
It's whatever. But we're making our way back. I'm disappointed that I wasn't able to get the bubblegum antibiotic liquid, but I did get pink pills.
Right.
So it looks like, you know, hardened versions. I wonder if I chew it.
Medicine.
I wonder if I chew it, if it will taste like bubblegum.
I wouldn't advise that.
Why is it pink then?
It's the same medication.
So, yeah. So it's like candy.
So you should ask them next time to liquefy
it for
you.
I asked if they could get me the liquid.
You did ask?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He laughed. And so I just, oh, you think this is a joke.
Well, it must be a different dosage or so, like a different concentration,
obviously.
We talked
about this.
Yeah.
But it's 2021. They should be able to
up
it.
You'd probably have to drink a really big glass of it or
Doesn't
something.
Matter. All right. So our 4th was pretty much null and void as a result. I don't know the last time that I was sick on the 4th.
I
remember the last time I didn't celebrate the 4th, really, and this is before we had a child, was when I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That shit sucked.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't usually get sick this time of year.
That's what I'm saying.
Right. Because... we didn't get sick all winter when we normally would, and now we're making up for lost time, I guess.
Well, we didn't do anything. I didn't even get to do anything for Canada Day. And again, I know it's a touchy subject, but
this is all
about today's topic, kind of. But usually we make, you know, a big deal out of Canada Day being a Blue Jays family, basically. And we'll watch the game. We'll eat ketchup chips.
Meat pie, poutine.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's a significant day for us for a few reasons. I mean, we
got engaged
on Canada Day in Toronto.
And in it's the also CN Tower.
Yes, it's also our cat's birthday.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Can't. I thought I could do it. But yeah, we're going to talk about the, I want to talk about, you know, we want to talk about patriotism because of the 4th of July holiday, but also Canada Day and your feelings about that holiday. Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that one for you.
I can't laugh. That's the problem. Yeah. So we were prompted to do this topic because of the 4th of July holiday, but also Canada Day, which is around the same time. And, you know, how you've celebrated it in the past and some of the shit that's gone down this year and sort of, you know, you were a little conflicted about it. So
are we jumping right in?
No, I'm just saying, like, you brought up Canada Day, so we can touch on that too. During
all right. Well, I think we should touch on that before we touch on anything.
U.S.
Yeah.
Holiday. Okay.
Look, I still don't know enough as I should when it comes to the revelations of the indigenous people being, you know, buried, slaughtered, taken away from their families, children, that is, long ago.
In Canada.
In Canada. Yeah. As far as I know, this was orchestrated by the early settlers of Canada. And as far as I know, this was highly influenced by the Catholic Church or the people of the Catholic Church trying to purify people of their sins, blah blah blah, and the indigenous people of Canada. I do know that they've always been under attack, and I don't necessarily mean that physically. I mean they've been mistreated, for a very very long time. So
that's not much different from America.
No, I don't know that. I can't say for sure that it's worse.
Oh, yeah, I'm not trying to draw a direct comparison. I'm just saying that's...
I would wager that it is probably a little worse.
Well, based on the recent findings of these...
It's not just that. I feel that, and this is just... I could be wrong, but I feel that there is some, I don't know, underlining level of respect for Native people in America because it's sort of intertwined with our history. You know, like... obviously, it's a myth, but the Squanto thing and whatnot, everyone came together and had Thanksgiving together and they're all friends. You know, like, it's obviously a lie, but...
Right, so it's very surface level, I feel
right.
like.
Right. So if you're just dealing with that, there's no reason to have any sort of vitriol towards natives of, you know, our country. But I feel that there's a very... I could be wrong... But I feel that there's a level of, for lack of a better way to put it, disrespect towards Indigenous people of Canada. And
okay, so it's like an active hatred.
I don't want to be out of line. And okay. I don't want...
Yeah, we don't really... I don't think we really know.
All I know is that there are a lot of people this year, in particular on Canada Day, that did not feel right celebrating.
Yeah, they wanted to boycott Canada Day.
It's
yeah.
more than that. It was... They felt uncomfortable celebrating it. They it just felt weird celebrating Canada Day.
I get that.
So there were a lot of people saying, look, instead of just having your barbecue, going to the cottage or whatever, take a minute to reflect on this, you know, tragedy and the lives that were brutalized, and take a minute also to reflect on how we can better just not just ourselves, but the country in general, and let's move towards that. So it was a sort of reflection on all the shit that went down and have a level of respect for those lives, because those are unnamed. There was over 1,000 bodies found.
Right, just mass graves, right?
Yeah. And there was also a, hey, this doesn't necessarily mean you in particular need to be ashamed of being Canadian, but just don't ignore it. Right. And let's learn from it and let's
So did it feel like it. Just from, you know, the fact that you follow a lot
it's
of
It's important to note that I'm not Canadian, so.
Correct. But you interact with you have several yes. Canadian friends and you interact with a lot of people from Canada on social media.
I have been told that I am a honorary citizen yeah. of Canada.
So I'm curious, was that sort of the general feeling of like a collective mourning as a country for the
I can't say for sure, but it was okay. definitely acknowledged.
Okay.
I don't know if it was mourned necessarily. And again, I don't know how seriously people actually take Canada Day as a national holiday. I know when we went to the game in 2013, I mean, I love going to the Blue Jays game on Canada Day because I've always said there's a level of just sort of understood, calm pride for their country.
Yeah.
In comparison to America, and it's
in your face.
It's aggressive.
Yeah.
So I noticed the difference there, but I didn't really talk about it with a lot of people. I didn't talk about Canada Day at all. I will say that prior to the Blue Jays podcast that I co-host, so it's myself, someone that lives in Rochester, New York, and someone that lives in Kitchener, I think, and which is in Ontario. And that individual said, hey, we probably should not hype up Canada Day.
Yeah.
So we didn't. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that makes sense. That feels reasonable.
Yeah.
I saw a story about there was a church, I can't remember where it was in Canada, but a Catholic church that was red paint was thrown on it. Like
they have not, as far as I know, acknowledged anything.
Who hasn't acknowledged?
The Catholic Church.
So this church in particular, though, did you see this story?
I think it was vandalized.
Yeah, with red paint, so it looked like blood.
Mm.
And the pastor, I guess, of that church came out and he wasn't angry. He wasn't like, he viewed it as a chance to be reminded of the awful thing that happened and to just pause and mourn. And he wasn't like offended. He didn't think it was hateful or
so on the one
threatening.
Hand, yeah. On the one hand, I'm thinking that's not necessarily his viewpoint or the current members of the clergy's viewpoint. And I'm not trying to defend them. I'm just saying they might feel the same way that individual felt up that threw the paint.
That's what I mean. Yeah, he wasn't angry that his church had been vandalized.
Right.
He was like, because he didn't take it to, like, I think there were some people who were saying this is like a threat or it's violence or it's like graphic to make it look like this because the church, the doors were white and everything. Exactly. But that was his point. He's like, it's understandable that people are this angry and we should be paying attention to this.
Yeah, I'm not saying, again, I can't commentate on whether or not that individual did something right or wrong by throwing red paint. I'm just willing to give members, not collectively, but members of the Catholic Church, I'd like to think the best people. And I know we've been on record to shit on religion here and there, but I'd like to think that being human and just based on the baseline ethics of the Catholic Church, of which I was raised in, I hope there's some sort of, not introspection, because again, this specific pastor didn't do anything, but I'd also like to think he is saying, yeah, that shit that my ancestors or that shit that the members of the church did years ago was awful.
Right. And that's the stance I think he's... That's basically what he said. Like, I think people were surprised because he wasn't angry that his church had been vandalized. Because he's like, that's not the priority here. That's not the message that we should be focusing on.
Look, I don't want to spend too much time on a country we don't reside in, even though I'm an honorary citizen, according to a few. But yeah, I just think that, you know, patriotism has a way of... Sometimes it's a good thing. And sometimes it has the tendency to bring the worst out of people. And I think in, you know, places like hardcore examples like North Korea, which is sort of forced patriotism, that's where it gets disgusting. But I'm not the type of guy, and I don't like to speak in hyperboles, but I'm not the type of guy that likes to spout out nonsense of, oh, we're not that far from North Korea. We are very far from North Korea as a country. We are very fucking far from that in terms of, you know, the propaganda that is shoved down our throats. I'm not saying there's not any. Of course there is, but not to the degree of North Korea, not even close. But, well, again,
I mean, blind loyalty to a government or a country,
yeah,
is not the same as patriotism.
No, but having a sense of aggression towards those that are other is sort of...
That's not patriotic at
all.
No,
but that is the form of patriotism that some have adopted, right? So, like, it...
That's my point, though.
The term patriot has now taken on a completely new meaning.
Correct. Like, the people on January 6th consider themselves patriots.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... That's kind of my whole thing about this, and I think in the polls that we put up, I know we're gonna talk about them in the second half, but I know that it was kind of vague and up for interpretation of the question, you know, do you consider yourself to be patriotic, or do you consider yourself to be a patriot, or whatever. Really depends on how you define patriotism, and that was the follow-up question, and for me, it's so contradictory to me when I feel like there is that level of just blind obedience, blind reverence, blind loyalty for a country, and not being willing to admit its flaws. And anyone who does point out flaws or point out ways that our country could be better, I don't think it's right for those people to be labeled unpatriotic. I think it's the complete opposite. I think the people who are willing to point out the flaws, because every country, every society, every government has flaws, and the people who are willing to point those things out and work towards improving it are truly patriotic, because they believe in the ideals, but they're not so naive to say that we're there.
I do think, though, that as a country, I'm not this type of guy, and I've never been the type of guy to be like, yeah, fuck yeah, rah, rah, America, like, ever. I've never been in that bubble. But I feel that I can recognize that it could be a lot worse in other places. And I am grateful that we live where we live, in not just America, in particular the Northeast. We hit the lottery when it comes to where we live in particular. There are hardly any hurricanes. There are hardly any natural disasters. If there are, it's a nor'easter, and we have fucking solved that equation long ago. How many blizzards of 78 are there? And if you're not from Rhode Island, please look up the blizzard of 1978. How many of them happened? Again, that was in 1978, right?
Sure.
More than 40 years ago. So in that regard...
Okay, but our weather is not related.
No. I'm just saying the resources that we have available, the everything in terms of the freedoms that we have available, the opportunities that we have available to us in particular, the fact that we can make a podcast and speak just about whatever we want. And this is free for anybody in this country without limitation. You can make a podcast as long as it's not hateful. I mean, then you're violating terms of services. But in general, when it comes to just speaking your mind, even if it's disgusting racist content, you can still do it.
Right. Know? I'm not to say that there are things that could be improved about our country doesn't mean that there aren't things about it that are great.
No, but what I was trying to get at there is I'm not this rah-rah American guy, but I do think we live in the best country in the world.
Okay. I mean, that's a whole nother topic. I've recently been listening to, I can't remember which one it was now. Probably an NPR or New York Times podcast about American exceptionalism. And that's a whole nother topic.
I mean, where else would you rather, do you think?
I don't think I know enough. I mean, I've never lived anywhere else, so I don't have anything to compare it to. But I think there is this whole narrative of America being the best country in the world, just like no questions asked, and people who have never lived anywhere else.
Right.
Just blindly ascribe to that and assume
maybe
that it's
the
true.
Propaganda. Maybe it's the propaganda.
Maybe. I just think that there are some basic things in our system that don't work for a lot of people in our country.
I'm not saying there's not flaws. I'm just saying I do think those types of things that need to be corrected are sort of amplified elsewhere.
Maybe. But I think, like, I'm thinking, for example, healthcare. Like, our healthcare system is stupid.
Right.
Like, there are plenty of other countries who must look at us and be like, what the hell are they doing?
Oh, it
like,
happens all the time.
Why? How can America possibly think that this is the best possible way to exist?
Right.
Like,
right.
It's just, there are things like that that I don't understand how being critical of something like that to say the way that we've done it doesn't work and we should try to make it better. I don't think that's an unpatriotic stance.
Well, let's circle back. Let's talk about these people that regard themselves as patriots and what real patriotism is. So we've talked about how, or rather we mentioned that the term patriotism and patriotic has sort of morphed into something else. What is your sort of understanding as to what this new definition of patriotism is? Because to me, it just boils down to Trump. If you're not a Trump loyalist, you're not a patriot.
I think
that
that's,
hate your country.
I think the word patriot in particular, maybe not so much patriotism, but the word patriot is definitely connected to Trump. Like I said about the insurrection, like
right.
They refer to each other and themselves as patriots, fellow patriots.
Right.
So obviously that's not how I would define patriotism, but I do think that that's a pretty fair assessment of that segment of the population that sort of defines it that way. And it's, to me, it's a pretty superficial, like, if you don't think our country is the best country in the world, then you could, and you don't like it here and you have anything bad to say, then you can get out.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yet the slogan is make America great again, which implies that America's not great right now. So I don't really understand that.
Because I don't think, again, I don't think they think that America's not great. I just think when it comes to make America great again, to them, that means no more libs, basically. You know, in order for it to be great, there can't be any libs.
Right. I don't really understand. That whole thing is very contradictory.
I don't want to just shit on MAGAs here, but I just think that, you know, when it comes to patriotism, all right, so when, as I get older, right, and I'm 35 right now, and I'm pretty much at that age where I would consider myself pretty old, you know, I think that I often wonder, has it always been this way and I'm just aware of it more because I'm getting older, or is it a new phenomenon? Right. To me, I didn't really, the first time I was ever like, whoa, people are super proud to be American, was in 1997, because I was a huge WWF fan and it was Bret Hart Team Canada versus Shawn Michaels and Steve Austin Team USA. And Bret Hart was a bad guy in America and he was a good guy in Canada. It was a weird character development in wrestling, which was awesome. It was probably one of the coolest times I've ever watched wrestling. And it was hot. There are people that were just like, America, hell yeah, America. But it wasn't political. It was just, I love Shawn Michaels or Stone Cold, so therefore I'm going to cheer Team USA.
Right.
Or I love Bret Hart, therefore I'm going to cheer Team Canada. So it was the first sort of dichotomy that I saw of us versus them.
Yeah.
And then it obviously, and that's fairy tale. That's just sure. No soap opera. But then it got real with 9/11. And that's the first time I saw.
That's true.
Really, people were like, I am fucking proud to be American. Let's go. And but it was unified.
Right. Yeah.
And that's, to me, I'm just like, okay, obviously the WWF one aside, these experiences are rare. You know, a 9/11 tragedy doesn't happen in everyone's lifetime, right? But am I becoming more aware of a political divide that has always been there, or is it a new phenomenon because of the rise of Trump and social media and shit like this? Because I've talked to people older than me and they are like, this is nothing compared to Nixon. Nothing.
I've heard that too, but obviously we can't compare in our own experience. But yeah, I don't know. I think I've heard that sentiment a lot too from that portion of the population saying, like, when they complain about the nation being so divided right now, they say, like, obviously not, no one's saying like they're happy that 9/11 happened, obviously,
right.
But
right.
Like, remember how it was post 9/11 of how everyone was so united and was, you know, everyone was supporting their country, and
it was everyone
across the board, right?
Everyone wants
except
America.
The one caveat to that is that it was not good for the Muslim community.
I get it, and I'm not trying to disregard that. I'm saying when it came to a, it wasn't an intra America divided us versus them. It was on the whole. I'm not saying there weren't segregated groups here, but I'm saying on the whole, it seemed like it doesn't matter what party you represent. Let's go America.
Right, right.
And that's not necessarily the case right now. So again, I'm wondering if I'm just becoming more aware of it because I'm getting older and my sensibilities are a little bit more heightened, or if this is a new phenomenon. And again, I come back to saying, people are saying, no, it's not necessarily a new phenomenon because the rise of Nixon was ridiculous. It was crazy divided.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak to that because I wasn't really around.
That's what I don't remember there being this sort of division of you love America, you don't because of the party you represent anytime during my youth.
And I think part of that is probably youthful ignorance, you know, because you're not engaged in politics, you can't vote, like, you're not really aware of it. But I just don't really understand that because, I understand the divide is way more extreme than, you know, it has been in other times in history. But when it comes down to it, politics is all about people discussing or standing behind their own beliefs about how we can make our country better. Like,
right.
They're voting for candidates that they believe will advance our country in what they view as the right direction, right? Like, they're going to put in new policies or whatever that are going to improve things. So it just comes back to what I was saying before of, like, if you say anything about America not being, like, perfect, if you point out any flaws or talk about something we could do to be better as a country or as a society, I don't understand how those types of people are being labeled as unpatriotic, because anyone who participates in our political system is saying that, right. Is saying, I think it could be better, and this is the person I think that would do that.
I just think it's the rhetoric that is being tossed around, because I don't, again, remember any candidates really that were saying, if you're not with me, you were not American.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's probably very true.
You know, so I've never been the type of guy, and I know we were supposed to release this around the 4th, so, you know, tying into that, I've never been the type of guy that was all super about the 4th, ever.
Yeah.
I just knew it was a time to watch fireworks and eat hot dogs and hamburgers and stuff, or go to wherever we're going to do that.
To have a barbecue or whatever.
You know, have the sparkle sticks in my hand at night. And that was it, you know, or catch a game maybe late at night or something. I don't know. It was never...
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing to have a day to, like, you know, among doing all those things, if you're doing it while also remember, like, just if you have just a moment to be grateful for the things that are great about our country, like the things, like, just like you were saying at the beginning, you know, the freedoms that we do have and the opportunities that we do have.
Right.
I don't think it's a bad thing at all. And I think that is patriotic to take that time and reflect on that and acknowledge it. I don't think that's I don't think that, and then also pointing out the things that could be better, are mutually exclusive things. Like, I think they can all exist together.
Of course. And look, no disrespect to anybody that is all about the 4th and is all about the country and loves it. More power to you. I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. Where I think it gets toxic is when you're, you know, again, I hate making this connection, but it is sort of relevant that even something small as me saying I'm a huge Blue Jays fan, you have people here that are like, go back to fucking Canada.
Right. And I said, yeah.
I don't, first of all, in America, I have the ability to enjoy any fucking team I please. Yeah. I have the freedom to enjoy any team. Second of all, I was born in America.
Right.
And third, why go there? Because why do I have to live there to like that team? You know?
Well, that we talked about that on our episode. I can't remember which one it was. We did a sports episode where we talked about home teams.
No, I get it.
And
I'm just
loyalty
saying,
to home teams and how that's so just like looked down upon.
That was the first time that I have experienced that, even though I'm an American.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to make it seem like, woe is me. I just deal with it. It's whatever. Fuck them. But it's this attitude of, what, you like a fucking Canadian team? Oh, fuck. It's America's game. You know, I don't fucking care.
Yeah, that's viewed as unpatriotic of you.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah.
That's dumb. And
makes no sense.
That's where I think it gets bad.
Well, it's very superficial. Like, that's what I'm saying. When you're talking about, when you think of someone.
It's like me saying, then you're not allowed to like a hockey team that's not Canadian. Because it's Canada's game. So
yeah.
If you like the Bruins, you're doing something fucking wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same line of reasoning.
Right. I think it's just, that's a very superficial way to measure someone's patriotism is if they like, if they're not cheering for
the home team. Or I get it if I'm actively cheering against, like, say, Team USA in the Olympics.
Yeah, why
if
would
I'm
you do that?
Actively being like, fuck, I hope every American Olympic athlete loses.
Right.
I'm just like, okay, that's dumb.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't do that. But if I'm cheering for a professional baseball team within the MLB that happens to reside in Canada, who fucking cares?
Right, right. Yeah. That's, to me, it's just really superficial, and it's a knee-jerk reaction that comes from this, I don't know, I keep calling it just like blind loyalty.
For the record, I don't cheer for any Olympic anything. I just don't watch.
I like watching gymnastics. That's it.
No, I don't care. I hope you all do great. I hope you all have fun and do a great job. I don't care. You train harder than I do. Whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible what they do, but.
Okay, let's take a break here. We have polls to go over from our listener base, and we'll be right back.
Okay, so yeah, I feel like a lot of the things that I would want to say about this topic or points I'd like to make were kind of captured in the polls, the questions that we asked and some of the answers that we received. So we can kind of outline that for the whole second half. So the first question we asked was just a straight yes or no. Do you consider yourself to be patriotic? I think is how I worded it, which again, open to interpretation. Not sure how people took that, but I was actually really surprised, especially I think I put this poll out on 4th of July or the next day.
Yeah.
And it was a 40-60 split for 40 yes, 60% said no.
Oh,
they don't consider themselves patriotic. And I will say there was a little bit of a mix of you know, obviously most of our listeners are from the US, but we did have a few Canadian listeners sprinkled in that responded to that poll. Respondled.
Yeah.
Who responded to that poll. So I thought that was really interesting. And I do think that, and I'm just completely making an assumption here, but the Canadian listeners who responded, who said no, I wonder if it's connected to this whole, the whole thing we talked about at the beginning.
It's hard to think it's not influenced.
Right. I mean, just with the timing of being around Canada Day and everything that has been revealed over the last several weeks.
Yeah, we hashed it.
Yeah. So I'm making a guess there. But for our American listeners who responded and said no, I was pretty surprised. I really thought that it was going to be more people were going to say yes. And I think it probably boils down to a combination of things. I think first, what you were saying earlier about how the term patriot has become very sort of like an extreme sort of word that means something very different than it probably did pre-Trump.
Yeah.
And how people define, because there were some people who said no, but then responded to the follow-up question, which we asked, you know, how do you define patriotism or how do you show your patriotism?
Right.
And a lot of people gave answers that were very, to me, very legitimately patriotic things that they do, but they still said no, that they don't consider themselves patriotic in the first question. So I wonder if that's because they were saying they don't consider themselves patriotic in either that like Trump era patriot way, or like the superficial, like I'm going to wear red, white and blue and set off fireworks on 4th of July. And, you know, that's patriotic.
Yeah, maybe.
I think I was just surprised with that disconnect that there was a lot of people who said they did not consider themselves patriotic, but then they described things that they do that I think are genuinely very patriotic.
So do you want to go into those?
Yeah, so I can talk about those. So, well, first, what is your reaction to that poll, just the 40-60 split?
I'm not surprised.
Really?
I do think that, first of all, especially with people that we know in our sort of circle, I'm not saying there aren't any, but I do think a lot of them are probably aware of the term patriotic and how it's sort of evolved and it's taken on a new meaning now. So they might want to be disassociating with that sort of definition of it. But that's not to say that they don't love and or are proud of their country.
Yeah.
In terms of its base, what it stands for or it's supposed to.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. I think, right, the new meaning that the word has taken on makes it difficult for people to answer that question.
Yeah.
So I can just go through a few of the answers that I thought were, sort of aligned with some of the things that I was thinking or expecting that we would get. So one person pointed out that sort of what you were just saying, they love America, so they consider themselves to be patriotic, but they don't feel the need to show it with novelties or, you know, superficial things.
Yeah, I've never owned a any sort of an American T-shirt, or I've never at my parents' house or the house we live in, never flew the American flag outside of the house. It's always been sports flags.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a Rhode Island flag.
Yeah.
But I've never flown Old Glory ever.
Yeah.
And it's not that it's not that I'm ashamed. It's just
I've never felt the
urge to be. I know where I live. Everybody knows we live in. Why do I need? And that's sort of contradictory because, well, you flew a Rhode Island flag. Yeah, I know. But that was at the time that I was really fucking proud of the progress Rhode Island was making during COVID last year.
Right.
And we released that episode. So I was on a Rhode Island high.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. We live in America. I know what it looks like. I know the flag. You know, if you want to fly it outside your house, more power to you. I'm not judging. I'm saying for me, it's just not my thing.
It's just you've never gotten the itch or
I've never
felt the
worn
desire.
Clothing. Never worn a bathing suit. American flag. Never. None of that.
So that's why I thought it was interesting that he brought up they said the word novelties, because I saw so much of that on social media over the weekend, and I'm just like, I don't know.
Technically, that's disrespectful.
Exactly. And so that's where I was going. Like, the first thing that I go to in my head is, like, some of the people who I know spoke out against things like Kaepernick kneeling, mm-hmm. right? And talking about how that's so disrespectful to our flag. Even though, from my perspective, he's, you know, using a right that he has. Like, the whole thing. Like, but... For a lot of people, it's simply the act of disrespecting the flag. Like, don't do it when we're singing the national anthem and supposed to be saluting our flag and yada yada. All about the flag and how much that means to them and how symbolic and significant it is and how important it is not to disrespect our flag.
Right.
But then these, like, same people are, like, dancing around in an American flag thong bikini on 4th of July weekend with, like, red, white, and blue... sunglasses, yeah, and I'm just
I don't think that's disrespectful.
It is either, but I'm saying I feel like it's a little bit hypocritical.
I don't, because I think there's a difference between wearing something with the print of it. I think that's less disrespectful than draping over your shoulders. I think that's very disrespectful. You're not supposed to wear the actual flag.
Sure, the actual flag.
Yeah. You're not supposed to wear it. That is, by, you know, all intents and purposes, founding fathers, everything, that is extremely disrespectful.
I think there's a lot of things you're not supposed to do with the flag.
But this is a print of it. It's not a flag that was cut up to be into a thong.
Okay,
right?
That's fair. Yeah, I understand. With the American flag print. Okay, I get that. I'm not saying these people are doing something wrong or this makes them unpatriotic. To me, I don't know. It just seems a little bit disconnected.
Like, if you made the flag and cut it up into a crop top or something, I'd be like, yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
You legit cut into a flag.
Yes,
you know?
I understand.
Even though that's your right to do it and that's protected by free speech, to me, I'm just like, that's kind of fucked up. But if you wear something with the print of it, it doesn't bother me at all.
I guess. I just feel like that is the example of, and I'm not saying people shouldn't have fun on the 4th of July and shouldn't celebrate the holiday and... Again, it's about celebrating our freedoms and our country and the things right. that it allows us to do. Not trying to be a huge Debbie Downer. I'm just saying, like, to me, that just comes across as so superficial.
Yeah.
And it is very novelty driven. And I'm not saying it's wrong to have fun and to do those things. It just doesn't resonate with me. Like, I don't understand how that is patriotic.
It's just... what you do on the 4th. Those are the types of people that will deck themselves out in green on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed fucking to you. Same people. And they're not, they don't care about what the day represents. They just care about fucking partying.
Yeah. That's probably
those individuals that you're talking about. Not necessarily everybody that celebrates the 4th of July in mm-hmm. rocks an American flag t-shirt print or whatever. I'm not lumping everybody into the same basket. I'm saying the people that you're talking about probably don't give a fuck that about what
most
the day
holidays
stands for.
Are novelties.
Yes. Yeah.
That's probably true. So, okay. So then we had a couple of answers. So, I want to highlight that one because the word novelty, like, sang out at me. But then there were a few answers that got to the things that I was thinking of when I think of what it means to be patriotic. Like, I consider myself patriotic, even though I am not, I don't argue for, you know, stand for the flag. I was always on board with the kneeling and behind Kaepernick's message and all of that. I think there are people who would say that makes me unpatriotic. I disagree. I don't think, but I'm not out there flying the American flag in our front lawn, and I'm not out there on 4th of July, you know, decked out in red, white, and blue. But I consider myself patriotic because I feel like I do things that support my country, like vote.
Yeah.
And I knew we were going to get that answer, and I wasn't disappointed. I think I've said this on a previous episode, and you kind of disagreed with me, but I really think that that is one of the most patriotic things that you can do is to vote.
Maybe. Because I also think exercising your right not to is you know, utilizing the freedoms.
Well, yeah, you're not, I don't think you're necessarily doing anything wrong by not voting, but if you're going to call yourself patriotic.
Most people that call themselves patriotic will vote. I don't know anybody. I know people that consider themselves to be patriotic. I don't know any of them that don't vote.
Okay. Maybe. I don't know. I can think of a few.
Okay.
And I think it depends, again, on that definition of patriotism.
Maybe. Maybe. Like, but how much of that is influenced by their now understanding that, quote unquote, voting doesn't matter? You know, that it's rigged, quote unquote. Is that influencing their sensibilities to not vote?
I don't know.
Okay.
Right. I think that you know, if you think that, if that's your stance and that's your reason for not voting, I think the patriotic thing to do.
Storm the Capitol. No.
It would be to truly educate yourself on our voting systems, and it's not just presidential elections, but like also voting in local elections. So I really appreciated there was someone who pointed out, you know, the answer was voting and voting in every election. And this listener actually pointed out that she has never missed an election in her whole life, local, presidential, congressional, whatever. She has voted in every election her whole life.
Well, almost that since she's eligible 18.
To, yeah, yes, since she yes. was of voting age. And to me, that is like the definition of patriotism.
Sorry, I had to get another.
I know. Truly. Yeah.
Not bad.
It's Saturday night after all.
Yeah. I obviously am not going to shit on anybody that votes. So, cool.
But don't you agree that that's a more patriotic thing than like some of the symbolic or novelty type things that people do that think yes. makes them patriotic?
Yes. Yes. Maybe. I don't know. I can't really. Like, if someone's saying I recite the Pledge of Allegiance every day, but I don't vote, I'm not going to say, well, that's way less patriotic. I don't know.
Oh, I would. I'd be like, what is reciting the Pledge of Allegiance doing?
I'm standing for the flag.
Do you even know what you're saying? Because we were taught that as children in like a. Like, do you even,
yeah, for
do you
the
even
record,
know what it
that's
means?
Kind of fucked up.
It's kind
make
of
your
like.
Kids do that every morning. Yeah, that's some North Korea shit. But
that's what I'm saying. When you really reflect back on it and think about it, like it's kind of cultish.
It's
like,
very propaganda.
You know, like I'm not saying it's wrong, especially if you understand it and you believe.
No,
in
I
it.
Think it's wrong. I think it's wrong to have your children do that.
Yeah, I'm saying. Okay. Because it's a child, they really can't understand and commit to it. They don't know what they're saying. Yeah. They're just. Yeah.
It's good to know. It's good to learn it.
Yes.
But to make them do it every day.
And they should understand it, though. And I don't think nobody knows what the hell they're saying. When you're 6 years old and you're saying the Pledge of Allegiance in the beginning of the day, you don't know what the hell you're saying.
I know.
So anyway, yeah. No, I would say someone who votes in every election is more patriotic than someone who doesn't vote and just recites the Pledge of Allegiance.
Yeah, probably. Maybe. I don't know.
Why is that tripping you up so much?
Because I don't know.
You pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States, what does that mean if you're not doing anything for your country? If you're just saying the words to no one.
They like, stormed the Capitol.
No, but that's like, you're not doing anything for your country. How is that patriotic?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's so empty.
Maybe. I just can't get there. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Whatever. We'll see. Agree to disagree. What else we got?
So the other one was similar to what I was talking about in the beginning. I don't want to, you know, harp on it too much. But there were other people who said, you know, it's about pointing out the flaws in our country and working to make it better. And there were some people who pointed out specifically, you know, marginalized communities and being a voice for people who haven't had that voice in the past, you know, thinking about historically people who couldn't vote and people who are still excluded from the voting process based on our policies and voting system and things like that. So, yeah, it was just basically saying that it's more patriotic to acknowledge and admit that these flaws exist and try to be a voice for people who don't have one and try to make the system truly work for all to live up to the ideals of what our country is supposed to be, rather than turning a blind eye and saying, no, our country is great, and if you don't like it, get out.
Yeah, I don't know that that... I'm not going to discount the merit of that. That's wonderful. But I'm not sure that's patriotic. You know, I just think that's a really good thing to do.
But I think what makes it patriotic is that it's trying to... To me, it says you believe in the ideals of our country and what it was supposed to be founded on, which is equality.
Yeah.
And justice for all and all of that. Like, and until... And anything you can do to help get us there, I think, is a patriotic thing, because you're trying to help our country realize its potential and its ideal and what it actually was meant to be.
Yeah, okay. Fine. Yeah. I can get there.
Okay, that was easy. Well, I'm surprised you got there faster than with the Pledge of Allegiance thing.
It takes some dedication to say the Pledge of Allegiance every day as an adult.
But it doesn't do shit for anybody.
Makes you storm the Capitol. All right, okay. So what else we got? Is that it?
Yeah, that was the summary.
You wanted to talk about fireworks.
Oh, God. Yep.
So go ahead.
I know I'm going to sound like such a Karen. I know it. It's just, I guess I'll just embrace it. I don't understand how, like, I understand the tradition of fireworks. I understand that they're really fun to watch. I have wonderful memories of going to fireworks shows as a kid and doing that with my family. Loved it. I think it's great. I don't understand the appeal of doing it in your backyard. Like, sparklers are one thing, like things that are like on the ground. Like, I don't know the names of the different types of fireworks, but you know, there's a big difference between those and the ones that shoot into the air and make really loud booms. And if you live in a residential neighborhood like we do, within very, very close proximity to your neighbors, what about that is patriotic? And why are people so obsessed with that? I don't get it. And anyone who is called out for complaining about the fireworks, they're like, oh, what do you expect? It's 4th of July. It's like, okay, but I don't expect my neighbor who lives, you know.
I think it's a fair expectation.
I think it's become that, and I don't understand why. Especially because in our state, those types of fireworks are illegal.
Yeah, no one cares, though.
I know. And then the people who are complaining about the illegal activity in their neighborhood that's very, very disturbing to them and disruptive, they get called Karens and act like...
So here's, normally I would agree with you, especially if, you know, we had a child that didn't sleep through that shit. We're lucky she does.
She did. I didn't. And I was sick.
I get it. And we don't have a dog.
Right.
You know, and our cat does not give a fuck about any of it.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't really affect us personally.
Hold on. I understand that it's an inconvenience. I understand that, you know, technically the act of them shooting aerial fireworks in the state of Rhode Island is legal. However, the noise, they are abiding by the noise pollution. Yes, you can't have loud noises until after 10 o'clock. You can't.
Okay, but plenty of people did.
Not in our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah. It was from 9 to 11 straight through. Right.
My point is, I was with you until I looked outside and I saw all the kids watching. And I said to myself, in 5, 6, 7 years, we're going to be happy this is there.
Sure.
We're going to be happy that we can just go to our front lawn.
Okay, but like,
and why have can't our kids you just, watch
but
fireworks.
Why can't we go to a park or a beach where they're setting them off and watch them when they're legal?
We could.
And not disrupting an entire neighborhood.
We could. In a huge fucking crowd, with a lot of traffic and stuff, it's an inconvenience, or we can just step outside. Because our neighbors across the street, their children were loving it. Loving it. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, our kids will probably really enjoy it.
Yeah, I don't doubt that. I just think it's gotten a little out of hand.
I am with you on any day that's not the 4th.
No, and I expect it here and there. I expect it sprinkled throughout neighborhoods. Yes. I'm saying it was like nonstop, like everywhere you look.
I hear you.
It's it's just overboard, and it's dangerous, and it's just...
All right, it's not a danger to us.
No. For the people... There was that hockey player that died. Yeah. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, it's... There's a reason they're illegal.
And I get it.
There's
I hear
also
you.
Me from my the wildlife stuff. It's not good for wildlife either.
I feel you.
And the just shows that do them at parks and beaches, like they have to get permits. They have to like...
Look, you're not going to... I am with you on any day that's not the 4th.
But those things don't go away on the 4th.
I hear what you're saying.
People still have PTSD. Pets still lose their shit.
I'm
wildlife still gets disrupted.
I'm just saying, in 8 years, if you see our 2 children having the fucking time of their lives watching, you are not going to give a fuck.
I also don't mind driving them 20 minutes down to the beach to watch it. But if we don't,
and if it's not on the 4th, and our neighbors set them off on the 2nd or something, and our children love it, you are not going to give a fuck. You're going to be like, this is great.
My whole thing is, but for the people who are severely disrupted, like I've heard people who have dogs that need to be sedated and medicated the whole night just to get them through. Like, it's...
I guess
what I'm saying is, what is so patriotic about being...
It's not about patriotism. It has nothing to do with patriotism.
No, but I'm saying specifically, so this is also me getting sucked into the drama of our town's stupid Facebook page. Like,
sure.
People are so fucking mean. Like, okay. What's patriotic about, like, telling, like,
you
someone
sound
who posts,
like such a Facebook mom. Like, I don't pay
Facebook
attention
mom.
To that shit.
I know. Well, sometimes there are useful things that get posted in this group. Most of the time, it's a bunch of drama. I don't participate. I just see things.
I get it.
And... It's sometimes it's hard to look away, but it's just anyone who does complain, who has a legitimate, you know, whose life is legitimately being disrupted by this.
I get it when it comes to dogs or children or PTSD. I totally get it. Rather, toddlers or infants or babies or whatnot. I get that. But at the same token, 2 things. First, you should kind of expect it.
Expecting it doesn't make it any easier
to
deal with
it. I'm not saying it does. 2, we're kind of hypocrites because we've been multiple times to a friend of ours' house setting up these types.
In a very rural area.
With dogs that are fucking freaking out.
They're not freaking out. They love it. Stop. No.
I'm just saying it was awesome.
I agree. That friend of ours lives in a very rural neighborhood. I'm talking about, we live in a suburban tight neighborhood with quarter acre lots. The houses are right on top of each other. Like,
I get it.
That's different.
My best friend, his dad used to do it every 4th of July. It was the fucking best.
I get it. I did too growing up. I had family members who did it. I'm just saying, I guess it's not the act in and of itself. It's the response to when people give a legitimate reason why this is so disruptive and why it's harmful to them or their pet or whatever, their family member. And they're met with such vitriol.
I don't agree that they should be met
because
with
to me
vitriol.
I'm like, how your the whole thing is supposed to be celebrating patriotism in our country and fellow Americans, and then you're just like,
look,
being a complete
point,
asshole to your
so
neighbors.
What you shouldn't be doing is you shouldn't be bitching on the Facebook group. That's number one. You should not be complete. Not you, Cindy. I'm saying this person that has this issue. If your step is to vent on Facebook, what the fuck is wrong with you? If you have that much of an issue, call the cops.
I think they do, and the cops can't keep up.
Then I don't know what to tell you.
Even the police made a post because they knew they weren't going to be able to do anything.
Sorry, I don't know what to tell you.
I know.
But I'm telling you what's not going to work, bitching about it on Facebook.
I know, they're just going to get shat all
so
over.
So don't do that.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, just that whole thing, it just really got to me this year. Just it just seems so hypocritical. Like,
maybe.
We're supposed to be celebrating our country, and but we also people really want everybody to be united. And then, yes, I'm not saying we shouldn't enjoy it. Give it 5-6 years
when our daughters are fucking loving it.
I know. Well, we're in a position where we benefit from it. Loving but I'm just it. Acknowledging that there are many families who don't.
It's cheap. We can make the food and just, you know what we should do? We should just fucking chill on the roof. That'd be great.
Yeah, you can see and hear fireworks no matter where you look.
Yeah, but if you're on the roof, you get to see the whole view. It's great.
That sounds safe.
Or on the roof of the car. That'd be awesome. I did that when I was a kid.
Okay.
We had a minivan, and I'd just go to the top of the minivan and chill out. It was great.
Yeah. I'm not saying it doesn't lend itself awesome. To good experiences. I know that it does. And I'm not trying to take away from that.
I don't think you're being a Karen. It just seemed
like it's getting out of hand. This year just seemed out of hand. And I understand, too, because we didn't really have a 4th of July last year. People were really excited to be able to get together.
Yeah, I feel you.
And do all that. I'm not taking away from that either. It was just a lot.
All right. Let's wrap it up here. I do want to close by saying we're going to try to go again next week. Hopefully no illnesses occur, but it's looking pretty good for next week. That being said, we really appreciate everyone's patience and sticking with us. Can't help being sick, and it sucked, but we're trying, and I know baby number two is on the way. We just pretty much finished building all the furniture for her room.
Yeah, today, finally set up the nursery. Yeah, 30 weeks now. We're like finally starting to get shit done.
Our time is limited when it comes to the show in the future, so we're trying to pump out as much content as possible. It's just been a rough couple weeks.
Well, we're gonna find a time to bring the babes on again soon.
Yes, we're gonna do that. I want to talk, so I have a couple of topics in mind. Maybe we can put it up on a poll, but wrestling match topics on a poll match. We can talk about either the changes in terms of our friendships personally, and maybe people can weigh in since becoming parents.
Mm-hmm.
I've dove into pre-dad it as I normally do on Reddit, and there are numerous topics. It's sort of weird. People posting like, what about your life has changed since having a kid? And I think one of the biggest things is not necessarily our relationships in terms of the quality with other people, just the time spent with other people has definitely changed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that topic. We could talk about Beachbody workouts and how they're actually kind of harmful, especially the updated ones, rather the newer ones. I want to talk about that. Or if we want to get controversial.
Oh boy.
It's a hot button issue right now. We can talk about transgender people in sports.
Okay. Well, maybe we can put up a poll.
I think we should put up a poll.
Okay.
It was on the list.
I know. That's just, it's a very complicated conversation that I feel like we're not super qualified to judge that.
We don't need to have qualifications to do a podcast. You don't need qualifications to make a Beachbody program.
Apparently,
so.
Yeah.
That being said,
all right, we'll see.
We'll toss up a poll on the Instagram. But again, I'd like to thank everybody for sticking with us. Thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, if you'd like to share your sort of 4th of July traditions, for those residing in America or for those residing in Canada, if you want to sort of commentate on your feelings on Canada Day this year, what you did and didn't do and how you felt about it, I'm interested in hearing it. No judgment either way. And that goes for people that celebrate the 4th too. No judgment either way, whatever you do, even if you set off fireworks in a very close-knit community, no judgment. But we appreciate you listening. If you haven't yet subscribed to the show, we're on all your favorite podcatchers. We're also on the YouTubes. No video, probably never. But if you consume your audio on
YouTube,
don't
want to see us.
Yeah, we're there. If you want to follow us on social media to participate in said polls, you can.
We're on Instagram at While She's Napping, on Facebook at facebook.com/whileshesnapping, on Twitter at She's Napping Pod, or you can email us at whileshesnapping@gmail.com.
So yeah, we got those episodes in the queue. Don't know the order. We'll probably touch on all three of them at some point, but whatever you guys want to hear first. And of course, we have been in contact with the babes. We want them back on the show, and I'm about to be a three-time Bachelor champion.
No, oh my God! About. Stop! No,
it's not a big deal. We don't have to talk about it too much.
It's like it's still
early.
We don't.
It's fine.
You cheat.
I don't cheat.
Yes, you do.
Okay, whatever.
I'll put up a poll about that. We'll get some listener feedback on whether or not your strategy is
before
cheating.
We bounce. If you looked up stuff, if you played in a fantasy football league and you looked up people's articles on sleepers, potentials, whatever, without knowing what's going to happen, and you trust that, is that cheating?
Well, that's totally different.
How? I'm looking up. I'm analyzing the trailer.
No, you're not. You're listening to someone else's analysis.
Are you not listening to someone else's analysis when it comes to fantasy football?
No, but you're looking at the person's stats and the person's like...
Stats? What?
What?
Oh, for football.
Yeah. You're still looking at a play. It's not the same. It's apples and oranges.
All right, whatever. All right. See you. Bye.